buying the straw hats in the winter. So, and this is exactly where we're at today as well. We've come through several years of very low interaction with the Mexican government under the previous administration. And all of that changed on October the 1st, when Claudia Sheinbaum became the person who was inaugurated the president of Mexico. And since then, there has been a sea change in the attitude of the government towards the mining community. It's been a series of negotiations that are going on right now between CAMIMEX, the agency that represents the mining community in Mexico, dealing with the Mexican government, the Secretary of Mines, to work out the new regulations that were long awaited. You know, we've been waiting for 2 years for these regulations. And so we're seeing movement there. We understand from the head of mining from Mexico, Boitis, that these regulations should be in place by June. Now, we're almost into June now, so we don't have long to wait in that regard. And I think that my understanding right now of the situation in Mexico is that there's over 30 projects. No, excuse me. There's over 30 projects. I ruined that train of thought then. So my understanding right now in Mexico, there's been over 30 projects that have been approved by the government since February the 1st of this year. And that was my understanding when dealing with Mr. Boitis in Mexico City when I was meeting with him in February. And there's another, I believe, around 50 projects that are in the pipeline that are expected to be approved between now and the end of the year. So, and that gives you an idea of the importance that the new Mexican government is placing on the mining community. Yeah.
Ken and John, Sonora Gold, good morning to you guys. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you? Good to see you again.
It's really good to see you again. Good to see you as well,
Andy. Pleasure talking with you again.
It's my pleasure. Fantastic. Just for all of our viewers and listeners out there, I am an investor in Sonora Gold, and they are a sponsor of the website naturalresourcestocks.net. Let's jump into it, John and Ken. The political landscape has changed drastically in Mexico. And I was doing an interview about a week ago with another company, and he says, well, you got to buy. There were buyers in Mexico, bought a project. It was an open pit mine project, and that they got it really cheap. He told me, you buy straw hats in the winter. And it seems like that is what has happened or happened with you guys. And now it looks like it's becoming summertime. So I'd like you to address that and talk about just really the political changes you've seen and are seeing in Mexico and how it's fitting mining there, open pit mining, and Sonora Gold.
I love your analogy of the straw hat, buying the straw hats in the winter. So, and this is exactly where we're at today as well. We've come through several years of very low interaction with the Mexican government under the previous administration. And all of that changed on October the 1st, when Claudia Sheinbaum became the person who was inaugurated the president of Mexico. And since then, there has been a sea change in the attitude of the government towards the mining community. It's been a series of negotiations that are going on right now between CAMIMEX, the agency that represents the mining community in Mexico, dealing with the Mexican government, the Secretary of Mines, to work out the new regulations that were long awaited. You know, we've been waiting for 2 years for these regulations. And so we're seeing movement there. We understand from the head of mining from Mexico, Boitis, that these regulations should be in place by June. Now, we're almost into June now, so we don't have long to wait in that regard. And I think that my understanding right now of the situation in Mexico is that there's over 30 projects. No, excuse me. There's over 30 projects. I ruined that train of thought then. So my understanding right now in Mexico, there's been over 30 projects that have been approved by the government since February the 1st of this year. And that was my understanding when dealing with Mr. Aboitiz in Mexico City when I was meeting with him in February. And there's another, I believe, around 50 projects that are in the pipeline that are expected to be approved between now and the end of the year. So, and that gives you an idea of the importance that the new Mexican government is placing on the mining community. The mining community represents 7%, actually 8% of the GDP of Mexico. And you stall any part of the mining community, you're going to have a significant negative impact on your GDP. So I see a spirit of cooperation with the government and the environmental agency, SEMARNAT. And that is something we hadn't seen in the previous few years under the previous administration. So Mexico is open for business. Mexico is advocating that we, as international investors, come into Mexico and our investments are safe. Can't ask for a better endorsement than that.
Yeah. No, really. And that's really, I'm seeing myself just a lot of things open up in Mexico, and Mexico's returning, and also returning to just the once mining great jurisdiction that it was. John, if you could talk a little bit about where the price of the stock, the share price of the stock was back in October, or where you were before October, and then the new administration came in. And you've seen a lot of volume in the stock, a lot of interest in the stock. Let's talk about that. And another thing I want you to mention is you guys are just have such a tight share structure and you really care about your shareholders. You haven't diluted. This is not a lifestyle company. And I know that from myself getting to know you, but I'd like you to guys to you to comment about that, John.
Agreed. It's a pleasure, Andy. And the first thing is to understand that Sonora is a business. We run it as a business. We are competent people. We're heavily invested in the company and we continue to support it. So in terms of, say, the share price, what you've seen in what we call the dark days of summer, when there was still that threat that maybe the prior prime minister, president, would be banning open pit mining. When we reached the 1st of October and the new prime minister, president came in, immediately the stock responded when there was no further comment on the proposed ban of open pit mining. And the stock basically went from 3-4 cents up to about 8 or 9. And it, so we basically doubled. And since that time, and you mentioned volume, what we have seen, good volumes on a monthly basis. In fact, in the last 4 months, probably trading about 8 million shares a month, which is good on the Canadian exchanges, right? And when people look at the stocks, it's not just looking at it in the US, probably the Canadian market. So I would say the company has demonstrated great stability in its price. We're not into heavy promotions, and therefore it's a slow, progressive increase in share price and the volume. So we can say an analysis of the share price and the trading is that we have a solid base at this level, 13 cents now, and we would anticipate that when we have a situation where the MIL will be granted, and I think the expectation is very high. We have many shareholders who are sitting on the sidelines in a database of 6,000 people are waiting for the MIL to be granted. When the MIL is granted, not yet, but when it's granted, we would anticipate a further growth of the shares followers in our company and the share price. Now, as to the insiders, as you know, we hold some 24-25% of the issued shares, but our price is around about 15 cents a share. And we support the company. This is the insider, Honey Diaz, Mark Madre, Ken and myself, by way of unsecured loans to the company, and currently around about $4 million. And as to why do we have these loans out there? It's really quite simple. Back in 2022, we were ready to go to production, that project financing lined up. And then when there was a slowdown in Mexico, the project financing program went silent and then the stock drifted. But now we take a view that we do not want to unnecessarily dilute the shareholders. So we put up the loans in order to make the property payments, cover all expenditures as we move forward. And our view is this, is that we're comfortable with 24%. We want every shareholder to do well out of it, a win-win for everybody. So whether you have 100 shares or 1 million or 2 million shares, every shareholder is respected. So it's not our intention to roll the stock back. It's not our intention to convert our loans into shares. So
of which shareholder base.
Now, in terms of why they have such a strong shareholder base, we have like 45% of our shareholders in Europe. And those shareholders are people who have followed us in previous ventures. And I think they started off on the basis that we can follow the jockeys because they did well in the past. And they've been patient. And when the share price comes off, they tend to add to their position. So we believe shareholder base is strong. And what's really interesting is the increase we've seen now in shareholders from the USA. That's really very, very positive. And at the event that he organized, Andy was a tremendous reception. We were impressed with the sincerity of the investors. They weren't just people listening, that she had questions, which we answered. And so that gave us a great exposure in Atlanta. So I think we're in a good position here. We will support the company. And for anyone who's concerned about when will we do a financing, we do not anticipate doing a financing until after the mirror is granted. I know there's a great apprehension. Are you going to do one now? When are you going to do it? Separate? And we, the scientists, decided we will continue to support the company. And so we will avoid any private placements as long as possible. And hopefully it will be that for the mirror. And the amount remainder would depend on how we complete the project financing. Project financing. Estimating that some $15.5 million, with inflation say $20 million, we have the ability to secure project financing, and we would top that up, we would expect, with gold bonds. And so if we have to do an equity, it would be very nominal as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, excellent. Got it. Let's talk about this. Is all of your reports and estimates that were done, Ken, you can answer, down at $1,800 to $2,000 gold. Is that correct? We're currently at well over $3,000 gold.
Absolutely. The base case scenario was done at $1,800 gold. And of course, it yielded a very robust 47% internal rate of return. Well, here we are now at $3,300 gold. And the analysis, the internal analysis, is astonishing. We can't publish it yet because it has not been independently verified under a 43-101 report. But I think when you look at the increase in net present value between $1,800 gold and $2,000 gold and interpolate that all the way up to $3,300, the internal rate of return is essentially skyrocket. So you're sitting right on a powder keg where the value is already established. And so the downside at $1,800 gold is astonishingly good at 47% internal rate of return. So guess what? At $3,300 gold, I think that, I don't think there'll be any hesitation on the part of shareholders to really support us once the MIA or the environmental approval is granted. So I'm looking forward to that day. And so I look at it right now as, any shareholder that gets positioned at this level here is playing the option game, really, okay, you're going to get the MIA approval in due course, and my option will become extremely valuable at that point.
And I can add a bit, which is the valuations that Kent referred to relate to only 30% of the known moonrise area.
Right.
That cannot be overlooked. And so that begs the question, well, why then if we decided to get production? It's because we're running this like a business. If we were a junior company, did not have the capability of taking through to production, we would have continued to drill with the expectation or hope we'd be taken over. But what we offer to shareholders is that we are a business, and therefore the decision to stop drilling was a business decision from day one. Not go for the roulette, high grade, but established that this will be a very profitable company. And if the grades that have been encountered do lead us to have an underground operation as well, then again, valuations would change. So take a potential situation where the 70%, which we know is mineralized as well, when it's developed, if it just has the same number of ounces as the 30%, it doesn't take a mathematician too long to work out what the potential value is. But again, we decided to stop drilling. and go to production. We didn't not go to production because that's what we had.
Yeah, that was my next question. Thanks for answering that. The last thing I have, and what can you say on the record, or can you say anything on the record that investors need to be looking out for over the next several weeks, really taking us through the summer?
I think the most important element would be what's happening in Mexico. What's happening with the government of Mexico providing approvals on new mining projects, not just underground projects, but also open pit projects. Because in the projects that they have approved to date, it's a mix of underground and open pit mines. But these are existing mines that were expanding their operations, and some of them quite substantially so. So as we go forward now, there's a backlog of projects that are requiring approval, and we're one of them. And in due course, you will see one after another, you'll see projects being approved, and our time will come. And so it's just a waiting game right now as to whether it's going to be a month from now or a little bit longer, but it's not going to be an eternity like we had before in the prior administration.
Yeah. It goes back to what I first said at the beginning of this discussion was buy straw hats in winter, right?
Absolutely. And I think we should make that our corporate logo.
John, is there anything you want to add in closing?
Andy, I would just say for people to look at the website, review important documents, such as Wife Sonora, Mexico's next gold mine. It contains, we always refer to as the five essential components to be a successful company. The people, the project, the ownership, the share structure, a business plan, and ability to raise funds. And we answer all of those. Now, important though, to remember, even though we can take into production, and we've demonstrated over the years the ability to do that, it does not mean to say that we're dogmatic and that if the right offer comes, we entertain it, we put it to the shareholders. But at this stage, unlike many junior companies, we can take it on, the capability, et cetera. So that's, I believe like that, it's not off the table that will be acquired.
Yeah, it's great to have options. It's always great to have options, right? So John and Ken, thank you so much for your time. Sonora Gold, just to all my viewers and listeners, check them out. There's a link in the YouTube video as well as Apple and Spotify directly to the site. You can also visit sonoragold.com. Did I get that right, guys? Sonoragold.com? As well as you can click on their banner on our website, which many of you guys do, and go directly to them and do your own due diligence. John and Ken and John, I want to thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure spending time with you.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Thank you. Yeah, fine.
Take care.